Good morning. Thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hey, CJ. My name is Christy Lotterette. I'm supposed to get your service today, and I checked the email. I'm off today, so I was looking at my emails, and I see an email from you guys, but when I click on it, it says it's expired. So I don't know what to do, how to set up my, I guess it would be my payment options and stuff.
Yes. So if it's the link to gain access to the online portal, I can definitely resend you the email, or I can walk you through how to get it done. Can you verify your service address for me, please?
Sure. It's 1 Hemlock Court, Saugerties, New York, 12477.
Perfect. Thank you very much for that, Christy. Sure. And just bear with me as I pull up your account.
I know they were here the other day and did stuff outside, and then today, I don't know for sure, but somebody was supposed to come today sometime to install the inside portion.
Yes. And if you don't mind me asking, who's the account under, please?
It's going to be under Edward Lotterette and also Christy.
Perfect. Okay, let me go ahead and resend that email.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're so very welcome.
It's my own fault. I didn't, you know, I haven't really checked my emails.
Okay, so you should receive that email in just a few minutes. And if that doesn't work, then I can walk you through how to reset your password. Because the thing is that your email address is the username to log into the online portal.
Okay, so the CL good61 at Gmail?
Yes.
Okay.
That is correct.
Let me check my spam.
Absolutely. Definitely check your spam, because that will be a major thing that most people don't realize. Spam will end up with the emails that we don't want going to spam, and not with the emails we do want going to spam.
Yeah, I don't see anything yet, but I mean, I don't mind waiting as long as I know it's coming. I just panicked when I saw I couldn't open it, and I thought, oh no, that means they're not going to come today. Oh, I just got it.
Yep. So that's to log into your online. And then as far as your appointment goes, let me just take a look as to when it is.
Let me just check. I can open that email.
I do see it for today at 10 a.m.
10 a.m., okay. Let me just make sure I can open this email. So when I clicked on it, and it says, please click here, it says the requested activation is invalid or expired.
Interesting. So here's what we're going to do.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Go to archtopfiber.com. Are you on a computer or on a phone?
I'm on my phone, actually.
Okay. So on the upper right, you may have to turn the phone sideways for it to give you the full view. But on the upper right, you'll see a sign-in button.
I see quick pay or quick. I don't know what that means.
Nope. So you're going to click on sign in on the Archtop Fiber main like on the upper right, there should be support and then sign in.
All right, maybe let me type it again. Can you spell it for me? Oh, wait, I have the paperwork right here.
Yeah, so it would be www.archtopfiber.com.
I appreciate your...
Oh, of course. I mean, that's what we're here for.
Okay, I got it. I'm clicking in there. I'm so sorry. I'm a little
slow.
No,
you're fine. Hey, everybody has a different pace. There's no issues with that.
I can tell you're young. I can. Okay, so I see the three lines. And it says internet residential, so click on residential or?
Nope, you're just going to find the upper right where it says sign in. It should be above the shop now. If you're looking at the main page. And remember to turn your phone sideways so that you get the full view.
Yeah, there's a stupid box that keeps coming up. Check your address.
Oh, yeah, get rid of that.
Yeah, I don't know how to get rid of it.
There should be an X.
I got sign in. Okay, I'm there.
Okay. And then so you're going to type in, do you see underneath the login information where it would say forgot password?
Yeah.
Click on that. And then you're going to type in your email address.
Gotcha.
And send that. If by chance this doesn't work, I can always put in a temporary password for you to log in with.
It says unable to find a matching account. Please try again.
All right, let me just take a look then. Let's see.
Email clgood61@gmail.com. Try it again. Yeah.
I've got clgood61@gmail on your profile, so I'm just going to edit your password.
Yep.
And we're going to do temp 2024 with an exclamation point. It's going to be a capital T. Okay.
Capital T-E-M-P 2024 exclamation.
Yep. And that has been set. So now on that login page, you should be able to log in with your username as clgood61@gmail.com, and then you should be able to type in that password, and you should be able to go ahead and get in and set up the autopay.
Okay, I'll go ahead and
I just want to make sure you can get in first before I let you go.
It says account Edward Lotterette, 1788-1657, account summary, and then...
You're all set. Perfect. So now you should be able to go to your auto pay settings if you want to set up the auto pay.
And how do I go to save the to change the password?
So in my profile, there will be security information. You'll click on edit.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, you've been so wonderful. I really appreciate it.
Oh, of course. Anytime. I'm glad that I was able to help.
Yeah. You have a great day. All right.
You as well. Have a wonderful rest of your day and a great weekend as well.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Thanks. Bye-bye.